Internally, we refer to this type of puzzle as a toner puzzle due to its similarity to a real-world cable toner tool that can be used to locate electrical wires in walls. The toner mechanic was conceived as a tool for designers to craft player experiences around knowing that the player had to put their head and hands in specific locations. The initial design merely required the player to use their multi-tool to push a ball of energy along a path, similar to a child's bead maze toy. While this simple design was successful at getting the player to put their head and hands in particular locations, the lack of branching meant that the player wasn't required to make any choices, nor was there any possibility of negative consequences. To address these issues, we added the rotating junction elements, which allowed for branching paths and became the player's primary means of interacting with toner puzzles. While the toner puzzles ramp up in complexity throughout the game, this first toner puzzle is designed to use a minimal number of elements to introduce players to the key ideas that power flows through wires, power can be rerouted by rotating junctions, and power has an effect on the physical world, such as turning on lights and opening gates. The sparking electrical outlet that branches down toward the floor is not strictly necessary for this simple puzzle, but it was added here to expose players to its behavior, since it was causing confusion in later puzzles when players were seeing it for the first time in more complex configurations.